A large solar farm in Rocky View County, RVC, near Indus will have to wait a little longer for an answer on a requested development permit extension. RVC Council decided during its January 23 meeting to wait until after the provincial government's moratorium on wind and solar projects ends in February. In February 2023, the developers of a 949-acre Arcadis solar farm just north of Indus received approval for a development permit from the county for a farm that would have the capability to generate 150 megawatts of electricity enough to power around 24,600 homes and provide 200 jobs, according to a report presented to council in 2019. After the provincial government's moratorium on wind and solar projects came into effect in August of 2023, the solar farm's development permit prior to release conditions were temporarily put on hold until the end of the moratorium. At the last council meeting, councillors heard from a representative of county administration who outlined its recommendation of an approval for the time extension request. However, some on council were not immediately convinced that a time extension request was the best course of action. Division 4 Coun. Samantha Wright wondered if the proper course would be to wait until the moratorium is lifted on February 29 to see if there will be any changes to the provincial government's philosophy. "Will the provincial government put more rules in place?" asked Wright. Jacqueline Target, the senior development officer for the county's planning department, said that the solar farm developer, Arcadis, is waiting to see if there would be rule changes on the province's end. "The province may be looking to change the framework." Target stated that if council wished to table the issue, administration would just bring back the exact same request back for approval at a later date, most likely after the moratorium had passed. Division 1 Coun. Kevin Hansen agreed with delaying the extension decision. "This is a minor delay," he said. "It provides us with an opportunity to get things right. I think it's important we do this correctly." The council decided 5-1 that the permit application be referred to the April 9 council meeting so administration could summarize the outcomes of the provincial government's moratorium. Division 3 Coun. And Reeve Crystal Kissel was the only opponent of the motion. Division 5 Coun. Greg Bolk was absent for the vote. "The conditions are set, and now we're giving ourselves the option to go back and look again. I understand there is a moratorium, but I think for council to decide to go back and add more conditions, I don't know the fairness in that," said Kissel of her objection. "Once the moratorium passes, the largest solar farm in the country may know more about its development fate, but for now, it will have to wait."